B-Pod Studios.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
Tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Every time I hear that bumper, I hope people know I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah, that we're mocking the Mike.
Right. Ben, you have an excellent point. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Influencer Fred. How are you, sir?
Thank you, sir. At Fred Toucher on Instagram.
You call every morning, don't you?
Well, I mean, I have 73 now burner accounts just to follow him, though. I'm not like that other guy. But listen, if there are no sports, Fred, I hope you are prepared because we are going to need daily dissertations on Saved by the Bell. That way you can put the ox sitting next to you in his place.
You know what I learned recently is Ox did not only play Ox, he also played like a stoner guy.
And really? What? So the same actor in Saved by the Bell played two different people?
Yeah, they weren't big on SAG actors. They were they didn't like to spend money, but Ox, a man of about 40, playing a high school student in that show.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yes, I will get on that right away. All right, Rich, what's going on?
Well, I mean, now you know it's real, and that's when America's favorite funny man, dramatic actor, basically the king of Hollywood, Tom Hanks, he announced yesterday that he and his wife have the coronavirus. How did he find out? Well, he's in Australia, and they have kits readily available in Australia, so he...
They haven't fired him.
Well, they have. That's right.
And fired everyone who could make it happen.
That's right. He put out an Instagram message that said, "Hello, folks. Reed and I are down here in Australia. By the way, I just want to send a nice little condolences to Dan Roach because this is the voice of Woody from Toy Story. And,
you know. I mean, think about where Roach is. We should call Danny. Well, we can't. But Danny...
if they close down Disney, which they probably should.
No, they're going to close down Disney and they might not have opening day.
Oh, that is a double whammy for Dan Roach.
I mean, that's... like, and then... I think his daughter's graduating or has graduated, and what's he going to do?
So Tom Hanks wrote, "Hello, folks. Reed and I are down here in Australia. We felt a bit tired, like we had colds and some body aches. Reed had some chills that came and went, slight fevers too. To play things right, as is needed in the world right now, we were tested for the coronavirus, and we were found to be positive. Well, now what to do next? The medical officials have protocols that must be followed. We, Hanks, will be tested, observed, and isolated for as long as public health and safety requires. Not much more to do, not much more to it than one day at a time approach. No, we'll keep the world posted and updated. Take care of yourself." And you know how he signs it? H-A-N-X.
Does that on his Hanks. Twitter account. Yeah.
Oh, Hanks. So, obviously, we hope the best for them. But his son, Chet, a man of many tattoos.
Oh, really?
Oh, I mean, he is tattooed all over the place.
So Chet, like, kind of the idiot son.
Is Chet the DJ? Is he the professional DJ? Well, he might be.
I like the idea of the professional DJ, considering there's only, like, 10 of them. But go ahead.
Is he the one who spoke in the weird accent when he was being interviewed? It was like some...
He put on a fake Poitois, Fred, I think, at the Oscars or something, and then made a video of it or something, and it was completely ridiculed.
I saw that.
He's the idiot son, yes.
Yeah, because Colin is the success story.
Yeah, Colin's on that TV show. What's the one? It's like the Modern Family ripoff.
It's called Life in Pieces.
Life in Pieces, that's it. So here is Chet Hanks giving an update about his family.
"What's up, everyone? Yeah, it's true. My parents got coronavirus. Crazy. They're both down in Australia right now because my dad was shooting a movie down there. But I just got off the phone with them. They both are fine. They're not even that sick. They're not worried about it. They're not tripping, but they're going through the necessary health precautions, obviously. But I don't think it's anything to be too worried about. I appreciate everyone's concern and the well wishes, but... I think it's all going to be all right, but I appreciate it. And just everybody stay safe out there. Much love."
Well, at least they're not tripping. I was worried about that.
I was under the impression that they would be tripping. They're not tripping.
Love, guys.
Yeah, much love.
Much love.
I like how he spoke in a patois, given that, Tom Hanks, growing up in Kingston, probably affected him in that way.
So you've got that reaction shot of Mark Cuban sitting there at the game, looking at his phone and not believe, like in disbelief that they had suspended the season. Well, apparently yesterday when that was announced, Devin Booker was playing video games. He was playing, what was it, Call of Duty online when that happened? And there's a video of it. So here's Devin Booker finding out in real time that the NBA season was suspended.
No way.
It's a no?
Let me see.
Booker's like, my chat saying it's suspended, the season is over. Yeah, Sham bomb.
What the f***, bro? Bro. Bro.
Got the wheel.
What the f*** is going on,
all right, man, hop
bro.
On the jet. Come to the compound. Let's get this Warzone grind on.
Bro, what the f***?
This shit just happened in a blink of an eye. This is literally nuts.
Wait, hey. What?
It's better right. Go away. Just get your Warzone grind on.
Well, listen, you got it. First of all, there's only one Call of Duty, and it's D-O-O-D-I-E or D-O-O-D-Y. With Call of Duty, do you have that on your phone? Where no. you have to get into a bathroom or a bear attacks you?
No.
That's a great
I've
idea
never
for
heard
a
that.
Game. I've never
oh,
heard
yeah.
of
that's it. That's a fantastic idea.
Yes. It's you have to, and then it gets progressively harder.
Is it like Temple Run where the guy's chasing you or you see
it
the
is,
bear?
It is well, if you open up the wrong door, there's a bear. It is
oh, okay.
similar to Temple Run.
Okay. How did
Here, I'll show it to you. It's like the only game I have on my phone.
It has to be made by the same company. If it was, if they were smart, they would be, because, I mean, you'd be feeling you might get sued.
I don't know if they're overly concerned with the Call of Duty people. Yeah.
Well, they're about to get my $2.
Yeah, this is a Call of Duty.
And you're just running and trying to drop a deuce?
Yeah, here's the thing for it.
It's just a hand over a toilet.
Yeah.
And I haven't looked that up.
It ends when you crap yourself.
Or the bear attacks you.
Well, no, because you see the bear and then you crap yourself.
Oh, okay.
I got it. So whenever anyone says Call of Duty, I immediately think of the Call of Duty.
I thought you were going to say Larry Flint.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to call my brother about a new pictorial.
I hope it has nothing to do with duty. That would be nice.
A little clue is set in a bath.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to talk about. Gross.
That's what you said.
Yes, it is what I say. That is not very smart.
Yep, so they're playing this golf tournament.
Yes.
They are playing
TPC
it.
Sawgrass, which is off in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
So if they, and that's the other thing. I mean, if there weren't any fans, how much does that really wreck the event?
Well, there was no fans for that Mickelson Woods stupid pay-per-view.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, think about it. If you eliminate the fans from a PGA Tour event, no matter how big it is, and a Players' Championship is considered to be like the fifth major,
right?
Does it really matter?
No, I don't really. The players are probably thrilled.
Yeah, I was just going to say, everyone's quiet anyway, except for that one idiot to say, in the hole! Other than that, there's really no reason for fans to be there.
John, I really don't care about your opinion on this. I care about Chet Hanks' opinion. Chet Hanks on the Golden Globe carpet. What do you have to say?
Big up the whole island, massive. It's your boy Chet, and I coming straight from that Golden Globes, you know what I'm saying? Me father Tom Hanks presenting in a while too far would come. Big up, tune in.
How you think Tom Hanks calls him and goes, what's wrong with you?
How does he not have like a broken leg?
The same guy who said that said...
What's up, everyone?
That's not really.
I mean, does Dad make the phone call after seeing that on TV and go, "Look, dude"?
Yeah, I think Dad's probably in the process of trying to keep him out of his life,
adjusting his will.
Yeah, because he can't handle the money. Because he knows the minute he gets it, he's going to OD. Yeah, I would imagine that's the case. Well, it is a very odd situation. Obviously, with the basketball getting canceled, we still don't know what's happening with hockey, except for that they're not going to have home games or they're not going to allow fans in San Jose.
Yeah, that's the one play, and that's where the Bruins are going to be playing on the 21st, right around the corner.
Week from Saturday.
Yeah, and the TD Garden or nobody like that has made a statement against them. Yeah, if things continue the way they are, which I predicted that they don't, but I think that as of right now, it's just the status quo. I think there was one other city, and I forget which one, that did not also want to have. Oh, well, I mean, it sounds like California and L.A. So I would think that would affect, you know, obviously the Kings. Yeah, there's got to be the Ducks. I mean, they wouldn't have fans as well.
No.
And if that's the case, they just...
Well, that's bare minimum. I mean, the conference call with Bettman and the NHL's owners or board of governors or whoever's on this conference call, the bare minimum is eliminating fans. from all of your games moving forward. But after watching what the NBA did, and I think it was Mannix who said pull the pin on the nuclear option. I mean, the NHL has to do this.
Did you say that Cedric Maxwell called you last night?
Yeah, at about midnight.
What do you have to say? Because he was in the middle of all this.
Honest to God, it was the weirdest voicemail I've ever gotten. It was a four-second voicemail, and I saw this, and I'm like, what could he possibly say? And I listened to it this morning.
Save me.
You know what? That would have been cool. No, he just...
You got glasses. Come fix it.
That's right.
No, I thought...
Is there some equation
I meant the broadcasting type situation. Right.
No, all it said was Johnny Wallach, and then it hung up. And that was it. I have no idea what that meant.
Look at Cedric Maxwell giving you a booty call.
Yeah.
Maybe he's in quarantine and he just...
He might be.
We're headed there.
Yeah. He needs to do something to kill the time.
What's that, Dan?
Just real quick, Kevin Paul DuPont from the Globe said as of 8 o'clock this morning, the Bruins' schedule is remaining the same. A practice this morning and then a charter flight to Buffalo.
All right. We'll talk to Jake DeBrusk. Probably not, but we'll see.
No, he's already canceled.
No. Oh, he's already canceled?
He is canceled. Danny Ainge is canceled. Everything's canceled.
Just don't think anybody wants to be the mouthpiece for anybody other than, you know, an official press release.
Well, as far as the Bruins are concerned, that makes sense. I mean, right now the NHL is business as usual until this conference call.
All right. We'll figure everything out. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Every time I hear that bumper, I hope people know I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah, that we're mocking the Mike.
Right. Ben, you have an excellent point. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Influencer Fred. How are you, sir?
Thank you, sir. At Fred Toucher on Instagram.
You call every morning, don't you?
Well, I mean, I have 73 now burner accounts just to follow him, though. I'm not like that other guy. But listen, if there are no sports, Fred, I hope you are prepared because we are going to need daily dissertations on Saved by the Bell. That way you can put the ox sitting next to you in his place.
You know what I learned recently is Ox did not only play Ox, he also played like a stoner guy. And
really? What? So the same actor in Saved by the Bell played two different people?
Yeah, they weren't big on SAG actors.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah. Get your guacamole. The Hollywood Heroes.
It sounds like the guy who said Bob Seger.
And the Twins.
Yeah.
I love Twins. Yeah. Give me Twins. That's right. Kind of disgusting.
It is kind of gross.
Sisters together. That's really creepy.
Yes, it is a little
but
creepy.
But I love Twins. Give me a Nickelback record and Twins.
All right, so unbeknownst to one person here on the show, there has been a social experiment going on for the last 15 or so minutes. So I had Nick in the other room keep an eye on Bird, and I wanted him to write down the amount of times that Bird touched his face over a 10-minute period. You know how they tell you not to touch your face during
Bird,
this entire
Bird
thing?
Is looking like, at you like he wants to kill you.
He looks like a Sith Lord right now. With his, and by the way,
Bird is a very angry-looking person.
Boy, oh boy.
She's born looking angry.
Now you don't look mad.
Now you look like Sid Haig.
Yeah, but...
And now you look like a Sith Lord. There
okay,
you go.
Okay, so... Because remember
Captain Howdy, and then you put the hood up, and all of a sudden you're Darth Maul.
Remember, because he answers phones, remember when I said, hey, you didn't put in the information for one of the lines and you got pissed.
Oh, well, this isn't anything even like against you. This is, I just want one person as our control group, because that's out of the two things I keep telling you, wash your hands for 20 seconds. How many of you are actually going the full 20 seconds?
I'm not.
Because after like seven, you're like, dude, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah. And like you see like the songs in the bathroom and somebody posted.
Yeah,
and you're
I'm
just
not
like,
refused to do it. Yeah, I refuse to do that.
Yeah, like 7 seconds you seem to be done. And the other thing is don't touch your face. Well, that is obviously easier said than done.
I don't even worry about that. I don't even think about it. I mean, I'm going to touch my face.
I go hours without thinking about it, and then I see someone tell me not to, and the first thing I want to do is touch my face.
I just touch my face.
Just, see, there you go.
I can't help myself.
So,
it happens.
So just as a social experiment, I had Nick keep an eye on Bird in the other room and write down in a 10-minute period how many times Bird touched his face. How many would you guess?
10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to say 20 times.
Higher. I'll say 40.
Lower. 37. 37 times. Over 3 times a minute, he touched his face.
Yeah.
And that seems low to me. Like, that seems like me.
He obviously wasn't touching the phones as they were ringing.
Excellent point. Like, I bet if, like, I was just observed without anybody, like, telling me,
yeah,
I'd be in the 50s at least. 50, 60.
Well, now I can't stop touching my face.
Well, because, okay, the other thing, you know what I did? If you notice, I shaved because for several reasons. First of all, I hate having a beard. Second of all, you've seen that chart that's gone out.
Yeah, I know.
That's like that. But that's not even it, is that when you have hair on your face, what do? You like flip it and you scratch it and you do all that stuff.
Right.
And so I was just like, you know what? I want to get rid of this thing anyway. Now's probably the time to do it. And well, that way I'm not flipping it around.
Well, when I wear glasses, I get this like dry skin underneath where they are.
Yeah.
And I can't stop touching that because it's bothering the hell out of me because it looks absolutely disgusting. So, yeah, I can't stop doing it. I mean, at a certain point, what are you going to do? You know, at a certain point, now I'm all for staying home. But at a certain point, I'm washing my hands.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone knows I don't like to wash my hands.
And you're doing it.
And I'm washing my hands.
You're doing your part as an American. And
right.
We thank you for that.
That's right. I'm not disinfecting the board because I figure what the hell's the point of that?
I do wipe down the keyboard here. That
well,
I do.
Well, no, I'll tell you what. If I get the coronavirus because I'm sitting behind this board, it's someone's fault.
Well, I mean, do you trust that nobody's sitting behind your board?
No, but I would like it. If I got it, to find out who, and then give them the old guilt trip of the century.
Give them the business?
I'll give them a guilt trip. No, I every weekend I hear someone's, they're joking around about sitting behind my board. Like, it's a big rebellious thing to do. If I get the coronavirus...
It's the scene from Step Brothers with the drum set.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I heard Hook put his balls on it.
That's what I'm saying. He said, when the cameras aren't looking, there's some flopping all over them buttons.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm like daring someone to touch and give me the coronavirus. Because it's on you. It's someone here if I get it. It's someone here.
What if you get it from someone else? What if you're the carrier?
Aha! If I'm the carrier,
mm-hmm,
then I will quarantine myself.
What I'm saying, you want to blame somebody else for getting it?
No, because I would have to catch it from someone else. How could I be there? You're not just walking around. It doesn't like get True. Created in your body.
Yeah,
like,
but nobody knows how anyone's getting it anymore. Like, it's one of those things where we're way past like patient zero. Yeah. I mean, if you get it, that means...
Is it one of those things, like, if you get drunk, like, you can't get sick?
Well, in that case, you could.
If you get drunk, you can't get sick?
Yeah. Isn't there stuff that, like, if your body is, relaxed and drunk, that, like, you can't get it? I was always under the assumption that that was true.
Is it kind of like if you cross your fingers, you can't get anyone pregnant?
cross my fingers.
I actually heard that too when I was a kid. If you cross your fingers, dude, you're good. Okay.
It's true. Every time. Every time I do it, I cross my fingers. The girl is, no. Quit your lying. Get this test away from me.
Speaking of there being misinformation about crossing your fingers, I was mentioning this the other day, and yep, there was a CBS report. This is on CBS News.
Make sure that you don't just follow anything that you see or read on social media in terms of potential cures. Some of these things are benign, but many of them are actively harmful and will hurt you. Do not do cocaine, do not drink bleach, and do not drink rubbing alcohol. It sounds kind of funny,
I know,
but these things are gathering hundreds of thousands of views and generating profit for the people spreading these conspiracy theories.
Can you just isolate that? Do not do cocaine. Do not drink bleach. Do not chug rubbing alcohol. I just want that isolated.
Okay, please. If you're drinking bleach, that's evolution, baby. If you're falling for something that says to drink bleach, I mean, what's that funeral like? I mean, here's John. He lived a good life, and then he drank bleach.
Like, even if you tried to sue the YouTube guy who put that up there, like, what judge is going to go, you know, he makes a good point.
Yes.
I mean, he was told by a dude on YouTube that you should drink bleach.
You can't sue a guy on YouTube for saying that you drink bleach. John, go ahead.
Hey, guys. You're going to have to Google this. I don't have the whole story, but I saw this a couple days ago in Iran, where people don't drink a lot. They got that word that if you get drunk, you won't get sick, and like dozens of people went to the hospital.
Oh, of course.
Really?
Because then you got coronavirus and alcohol poisoning.
That's right. Well, you don't want to poison yourself.
No, you don't. And then the doctor said,
we are all safe.
That's right. We are.
Robert, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, a couple things. About 20 years ago, there was this doctor out in the Bay Area who used to have this radio show. And he gave some really good information that people might help out. But the reason you obviously washing your hands every 20 minutes is because the dermis layers on the inside of the palm of your hands are much thicker. And germs take about 45 minutes to penetrate that dermis layer. So by washing your hands about 20 minutes. And the reason you wash is you use soap as a surfactant to actually wash away the germs. It makes the skin so slippery that the germs can't stay attached. And that's one of the reasons they want you to wash. But I want you guys to look this up. It's pretty neat. You hear about people drinking silver, supposedly?
Yeah, well, that's the thing that Jim Baker came out, like that silver solution.
But here's the whole thing. I understand his concept, but if you go back and look in the history, one of the reasons houses used to have doorknobs made of brass and copper is there's a thing called oligodynamic.
I'm waiting for the Sarge sucks. Is it coming?
No, seriously. But if you look at it, actually when viruses or bacteria touch copper or brass surfaces, it actually fries them instantaneously and kills them. Now, taking silver into your body, there's a stuff called... I know.
No, Robert, I get it. I understand. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. But I was sitting there just ready.
Yeah.
All I just say to you is,
do not do cocaine, do not drink bleach, and do not drink rubbing alcohol.
I mean, listen, if there's any rules to live by, it's that right there.
Bleach and rubbing alcohol. Now, no one's going to tell me not to do cocaine.
What did Tom Hanks drink in Growing Pains? That got him in trouble.
Oh, maraschino juice.
Oh, okay. It was the maraschino juice because he couldn't find any alcohol in the house. It was the maraschino juice.
And he was walking around and Alex found him and he said, oh, my goodness.
What did Tom Hanks' real life son Chet say about that?
Big up the whole island, massive. It's your boy Chet and
I appreciate that. Thank you, Chet Hanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is still, did he ever explain why he did that?
Because
he has more money than he knows what to do with and is stupid.
I have a feeling he's been cut off before. Like that money has been cut off based on his behavior.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
I bet you if you Google it, there's been times where the Hanks has said, no, I don't trust you with this money. All right. We will be back. The NBA has suspended its season. We'll see what else goes on in just a moment.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich. Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is the worst case scenario for the NBA. Their biggest concern was one of the players testing positive. And if that happened, we had all been told that it was going to have to be shut down, and you can understand why. So the question is, where did Rudy Gobert get it? How long has he been infected? There were however many thousand people at TD Garden last Friday. The Utah Jazz played in that building. I was there. I'm sure some of your colleagues were there. I was at the MIT Sloan Analytics Conference. I think half the journalists that were at that conference were at that game Friday night interacting with the Utah Jazz players and with Rudy Gobert and others. So, you know, it has far-reaching tentacles, and this was the one thing the NBA was hoping to avoid.
Sports. Yes, Dan.
Well, just earlier you were talking about how you think that the office, you didn't know because there had been nobody here. You thought maybe the office might have been closed today. I can say for a fact, no, because the bathroom got really warm the last time I went in there.
That guy, the bandit.
Double wide, blowing it up. It's you think they'll still come in if the office is closed?
Why? Just, I don't get it.
It's like, woo.
I just don't get it. You come in, and the first thing you do is go to a public bathroom and take a dump. Yep. I will never in a million years understand
because
that.
Because you're crapping on the company dime.
Okay. I mean, not like they're hourly workers. I mean,
yeah. But, you know, you put your jacket on the old back of the seat so your boss knows you're here. You're probably doing something for the company, but instead, you're on there taking care of some business.
Yeah, I'm sure that all the hires up are constantly walking around looking for jackets.
Like, I can't think of anything I'd less like to do at work
than use the restroom?
Than go in a public bathroom. So,
and whoever was in there was watching a video on their phone because it was almost as loud as the speaker of the radio station.
Oh, that's good.
And once again, they're now hearing us talking about them.
They're still sure.
They're still in there.
Well, I mean, listen. And then, by the way, way to use your phone and get fecal matter all over that thing.
I use my phone when I use the bathroom. I mean, it's like inhuman. Are you a weirdo not using your phone while you're using the bathroom? I mean, come on. It just seems to be a normal thing. Fred, you said you'd gone to bed before the president last night. But, I mean, it was like short, sweet. It was about 10 minutes long. You mentioned that flight restrictions from Europe, I think Friday at midnight, tomorrow at midnight, it's the last time that the majority of people are able to fly in. It was very weird, the whole thing. And I checked to see if this is real because, and there's websites like Business Insider that are confirming this is real. C-SPAN on their online feed caught a couple of moments before the actual president's address went live. It was just like a hot mic before he went on the air. So this is, according to Business Insider and a couple other websites, like the Independent in the UK, which always has this stuff, they're saying this is real. This is audio before the president went on the air, before he knew he was on the air from a hot mic.
The address?
Yeah.
A what? Wow. Uh-oh. I got a pen mark. Anybody have any white? Do you have any white stuff?
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to... It's much better if you just close it yourself.
I think if the way you came, it's closed. You can't see it.
Where is it?
3 minutes. Mr. President, we're ready for a mic check, please.
Do you see it?
You don't see it.
Which side is it on here?
It's on the right side.
It's gone.
Mr. President, can you count to 10, please?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, let me see how the look is.
All right, so that sounds about right.
A pin mark?
A pen. Like you got a pen mark.
Yeah,
when he said any of the white stuff, I was like, now it's time to party. No, he's probably looking for whiteout, I would think, if he's got the pen mark.
But didn't he have a white suit on?
No, his jacket, I would think, was like a dark blue.
So why would he need whiteout?
I don't know. Maybe for his paper? It was on his pad?
Maybe it was on his shirt.
I'm not quite sure what it is.
I don't know.
But there was a little bike. And then we're pulling it, but he also had audio from when he was done. And there's all those things where he goes, and, you know, and God bless America, it was really quiet, and that it was, and we're clear. Okay! Can I pull one of those? Like, all right, okay, whew.
All right.
Got Dan, through that one.
Dan has a PGA Tour time, PGA Tour update. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, listen, I usually listen to you guys at the gym, but I'm not going to that cesspool today. But anyway, I heard that the PGA is going to reevaluate the situation at noon today. They're going to be looking at it. And they said anyone who bought tickets can get a refund. So that's what's going on with them right now.
That's odd because there's people that have teed off already.
Yeah, I think they just didn't have a plan ready to go. And the NBA thing, I think, just gave everyone like a little bit of pause. But, I mean, I made a prediction that this was going to be – they weren't going to be able to finish it, or they would postpone the rest of it.
All right. Ritz, go ahead.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Ritz?
Okay.
Oh, he spelled your name Ritz, R-I-T-Z.
Yes, like the hotel chain.
Or like the cracker.
Oh, Riz. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. My fault, fellas. First and foremost, shout out to the Twitch fam.
And oh, yeah.
Rich, yes. You need to relax today, Rich. You're all over the place today, bro. I feel like you're on a pedestal today with this whole corona, and I understand the situation, but you need to relax today, bro. The Twitch fam isn't happy.
Well, what just is you know what, that, what have I got over the top with? That's interesting.
You're just like, oh, just the corona. Like, I just feel like today you have been vindicated.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I feel like Fred has changed his whole demeanor about the situation.
Oh, I don't want to be vindicated about that. Oh, no. That's I don't want any credit for being right about something that's awful
today. I feel like you're very happy today.
Oh, no.
The last few days.
Not happy. It's more concerned. Because it's like, yes, I mean, and you know what, in fairness, I've been watching too much TV news, been reading too much about all of this. And so there's just so much weird information that is in. But all the stuff that I'm saying is hopefully just things that are just facts.
Okay. And one more thing, Rich, is we all love you on the fam. You know, the fam loves you. Twitch, shout out again. Shout out to my boy, Nick Jamelli in the background over there, all that jelly, because I'm a bottom feeder. But, Rich, it is... Pawtucket, not Pawtucket. Pawtucket.
Yeah, you don't pronounce the A.
Did I say Pawtucket?
Yes. Yeah, it's Pawtucket.
You always say Pawtucket. We don't say that.
No, it's Pawtucket.
Well,
all right, man. You have a great day.
Pawtucket, Andrej Case.
Yeah,
it's all the same to me.
I understand.
No, he's right. It is Pawtucket. Yeah. Pawtucket.
Yeah.
Still getting our feet underneath us here in New England.
Oh, here's the end of Trump's speech.
We're clear.
Okay. Okay.
Listen, he was proud of himself.
And, yeah. And God bless America.
We're clear.
Okay. Okay.
Listen, dude. The man was enjoying his performance.
You think Trump was enjoying a performance of this?
I think he was very pleased with the way things went. And, you know, at the end, he got over the pen mark and everything else.
That's one thing I'm not going to kill him for. Everyone's just weird. Okay, that he just the fact that he just read it. By the way, he did not look healthy last night.
That is what people are saying.
He didn't look healthy last night. And there's also those videos of him shaking hands with people who were at that conference while the people got the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's like, you know. Guys probably got it. I read something yesterday, by the way, too. And it was, I didn't read it. It was a guy from, I'll pull it up, but it was the World Health Organization or the CDC. I forget which one, and I'll find the actual quote. But they said that they predicted by the time this is all done, 75 million of us in America will have the coronavirus. Like a little less than a third of the country. I think that would be a fourth of the country.
Well, now I want the show to end.
So you can go home and hide?
I'm not working tomorrow.
Yeah,
so
true.
You know.
Yeah.
I just think that everyone's most people have it now. I mean, I bet that there's probably 10 people who work at the station that have it at this point. Just one's been tested.
Okay.
Like no one's been tested, and I'm starting to wonder if like we're like the lack of tests is because certain people don't want the numbers to go up.
I think at this point it doesn't matter all that much. I think at this point people are panic ridden as it is, regardless of what the numbers. I mean, everywhere you read, every medical expert that all major networks have brought in has said it's going to get worse now before it gets better. I think the panic has pretty much been instilled in most of the country. If the numbers go up now, that's expected. I don't think anyone's going to bat an eye if the numbers go up.
You know what someone just said Trump just pulled?
We're clear.
Okay.
Anywho.
He did.
He pulled a bird doing the play-by-play.
Anywho.
Okay.
All right. Do we got anything else besides this stuff?
Well, we're trying to get Grandy on.
Right.
So we're doing our best.
All right.
You got anything?
Not really. To be honest with you.
You got any bird? Got any bird play-by-play we can run? I can do that today. What are you talking about?
I don't know. You asked. I mean, this is. I mean, yeah. I'm looking around.
Does everyone need a laugh, a guffaw?
Well, listen.
I think so.
I've been looking around, and there's not a whole lot going on except for the discussion of this.
Oh yeah. No. I mean, this is everything. But I mean, if you want to, we could always do the Yucks jukebox. If everyone needs a yuck this morning, we could have requests as to what yuck we can put out there. Listen, well, I'll bust out an old clip. You want to hear the Westboro Baptist Church? I'll rip that sucker out. Hell yeah. You want to hear that one? Sure.
Press F9 on the jukebox and away out it comes.
You want to hear the lady guy who's upset at the Trader Joe's from Brookline 911? I'll rip that sumbitch out. You betcha.
Maybe we just play Sarge songs.
Maybe we just play Sarge songs for, you know, the whole 9 o'clock hour. I got no problem with that. We'll bring the yucks.
All right.
Dance clown.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or not.
I'm kind of not.
I think we're just
clear.
Serious.
You know, we're clear. That's all I know. You know, listen. It's,
okay.
Anywho.
I mean, who doesn't enjoy Sarge song?
So until we need Naughty Maz. All right.
Oh, we haven't done
rock
that.
And, rock and roll, Mike. I don't care.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. John, hello.
Hello, how's it going, fellas?
Hey. Great.
You had a request for yucks, and it was a couple years back. You guys were, the Beatles were being enshrined into the Hall of Fame at like a sandwich shop, and you went off like this tangent with Chachi. Paul McCartney and sandwich shop Paul McCartney. I've never asked why in my life.
Well, I got that's very scared when I heard of the. I thought it was the Capicola virus.
That would be Cold Cuts McCartney you're talking about.
I thought it was the Capicola virus.
It's not Capicola.
I was saying, where are my cured meats?
No. See, they're looking for a cure. It's not cured meats.
I thought it could spread to salami.
No. I know you're obsessed with sandwiches, Cold Cuts McCartney, but I'm not quite sure. By the way, the most fascinating...
I was stocking up on cured meats.
Okay, the most fascinating thing about Cold Cuts McCartney is the amount of photos our listeners found of Paul McCartney in real life with giant sandwiches.
Considering he's a vegetarian.
It was a nightmare scenario.
Yes.
I went to the deli. I went to the deli and stocked up. I said to my friend Maurice, I want a hanging salami. One of the ones that you hang from the ceiling.
Somebody said, listen, you know, all this coronavirus stuff is bringing us down. And we said, we need to have the yucks. And I was like, dude, we'll be the yucks jukebox. I don't care. You know what? You what? Maybe at 9:20 we bust out whatever gets the most vote for the most yucks.
I have 3 votes here for the Wiggy 98 Mile.
Oh, the Wiggy 98 Mile was phenomenal.
I have 3 votes on Twitter that all came in within the last 3 minutes saying play the full Wiggy 98 Mile.
The problem with that is it's like a second.
Do the people need the yucks? I mean, do we open up the yucks? Is the Yuck's Jukebox officially open?
The Yuck Vault has been unlocked.
Yuck Jukebox. Place your vote for what brings you the yucks.
Yeah, I could do without yucks, talking yucks, about jukebox. This thing for a couple
yucks,
minutes.
Yuck's Jukebox, do you
I like
want
that.
To hear
I like
something
the idea.
From Brookline 911?
Monty, go ahead.
Hey, I got some concerns. I wanted an update. Considering the fact that this man has a habit of making out with racy women, how is Mark Jamelli holding up in all this? Is he
funny you should ask, because we are going to talk to Mr. Jamelli coming up at 9 o'clock.
The man is a national treasure. You got to protect Mark Jamelli, and he is someone that is obviously in the demo. He's probably concerned about his son because he almost died already.
Yeah, I mean, Nick can't afford to be... get this stuff. He's a goner.
He's probably going to get all of us sick. I mean, he's got a pension for catching weird diseases, so he's probably caught this, no problem. He's
I mean, I bet you he gets this and he ends up in his own feces again.
Maybe. I mean, like, there's a guy who waits for you to do cold cuts McCartney who immediately starts tweeting his photos.
Really?
Paul McCartney, oh, yes.
Smile.
I thought it was the Capicola virus he put on there.
It's a Dagwood.
Oh, by the way, so is Danny Ainge not coming anymore? No, everybody's radio silence right now. Yeah. Everyone having to do with the NBA. We're supposed to have Jake DeBrusque on. Nope. No one wants to, as you said, I think it might have been you, John, who said this. Nobody wants to be the mouthpiece for what's going on right now. Or it was Dan. I'm sorry, Dan. I'll give you credit. For the NHL or the NBA and all the insanity that's happened or will happen over the next several weeks. So, I mean, no, he is not going to come on, and I kind of thought that maybe, just maybe, it was going to happen. But somebody said, I need a best of fart court segment like I need bulk amounts of toilet paper.
I don't get the bulk amounts of toilet paper.
Oh, it was out. I went to the grocery store yesterday, hottest club in town.
Why can't, I mean, but they're not going to close the grocery store.
Yeah, but somebody told me that they tried to order toilet paper on, like, Amazon. And it was back ordered for a while, which is weird. Like, that's like really, like, you're going to do a lot of crapping.
Yeah, I know. It's what do you think is going
to
happen?
I mean, I guess they're thinking, what would be the biggest disaster to run out of? Food or having to use something other, like your hand?
You're not like going to jail. I mean, you're like allowed to go to the grocery store. I mean, they're not like, no,
yeah.
no, you can't even walk outside.
It's because people are going to self-quarantine and they don't want to go to the grocery store. That's why.
I understand that, but there's a difference between not wanting to go to the grocery store and then buying 40 rolls of toilet paper.
Oh, there was a video of a fight over toilet paper. I think it was like in Australia, but there was two people fighting at like a Walmart over whatever the Australian Walmart is. They're fighting over there.
The requests continue to come in.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Jukebox of yucks. Jukebox of yucks. You want something to keep your mind off all of these virus talk.
The guys.
Jukebox of yucks. Here come the yucks.
The guys.
Gonna make you laugh.
Did the two California guys, the two performance artists that go to town meetings, town hall meetings, those the two Cali guys. Let's see what else we got here. Guy Fieri.
Oh, the Paul Walker statue guy.
Yeah, the Guy Fieri.
I feel bad about the Guy Fieri bit now after I heard that comedian defend him.
Yeah, a lot of things here for Ghost Goes to the Movies.
Ghost Goes to the Movies.
Adolfo Makes the Call. You know, we got a bunch of these.
Ghost Goes to the Movies is short, though.
Someone said the handcuff guy from Brookline 911.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the Halloween costume. The dude who got stuck in his Halloween costume.
Twice.
LeBron's penis.
LeBron's penis.
But again, is
that's
like too
short.
Seconds.
Yeah, that's too short.
I mean, that's 2 second pit. I mean,
it just kind of shows up.
Yeah, it comes out of nowhere. All right, we will talk to the great Mark Jamelli.
Hello.
Okay, right. Go back home, LeBron's
penis. All right,
penis.
LeBron's penis. There's a pandemic already. All right, we will be joined by him. All right, and we will talk to him. No commercials here, just the headlines.
This is LeBron's penis.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.